WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Join us in our conversation, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And I want to mention also, if for some reason you can't call in, we're happy to take your emails. Just go to the eBay Radio player you're listening to us on right now, and down at the bottom there's a tab that says Contact Us. If you click on that, we get those messages while we're on the air, and it's a good thing to do.
So, you know, the guy before us was talking about the smell in his shirts.
Yeah.
So there's a seller out there who shall be nameless who told Jeff and I, we were both a little shocked, that their remedy for this is to spray vodka on the clothing. And I'm just going to leave that there.
You mean spray vodka on the clothing and just let it stay there and sell it that way?
Yeah, with vodka
on it?
Yeah.
See, I'd smell the vodka a mile away because I'm a non-drinker.
Yeah. I had nothing to say. I just said, oh, how interesting. Oh, how nice for you.
And how nice for us that Ruth Ann from Leesburg, Florida, known as the can-do lady on eBay, wants her listing dished.
Oh, we haven't done that in a while.
Oh, we haven't. Are you ready to
dish
a listing?
Yes,
I am.
Hi,
Ruth Ann.
Hi.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing peachy, thank you. The item number is 3313.
3313.
3859.
3859-0075.
Again, that is 3313-3859-0075.
Got it.
And I'm going there myself, so why don't you get started?
Oh, what is that cute little thing? It's so cute. What is that? It's a gathering troll, Smoky Mountain handmade folk art.
How cute.
By Professor Ahrensback with papers. So he comes with papers.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know what to say about the title because I don't know the item very well, but it sounds like you have the important stuff, which is the maker's name, the title of the item, and folk art. So that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. There are several of them listed. The little paper that comes with it mentions that there's gathering trolls and albino trolls and sweeping trolls, and it goes on and on. And it's kind of a fantasy thing.
Oh,
and,
I see.
You know, it's just kind of a cute little thing. You're supposed to set it there, and it looks at you and watches over you.
I would love to have seen these with a white background, at least one of them for some reason.
Okay.
Griff may disagree with me.
I don't think the background color is bad. I always use white by default. I'm interested in how you're lighting these because that's very strange lighting. It looks like because the light's coming from the upper right-hand corner. I'm not saying it's bad.
I do it outside in indirect sunlight on a table. That's probably what I see it now. You're right. It does have a light on the right-hand corner.
So that being said, I don't have the original item in front of me, but you can tell from looking at the pictures. Do the colors of the item match the real item from what you're seeing?
Yes.
Yeah, but then that's what
they
counts.
Do.
So I have to say, I'm going to go outside of my normal advice here and say that although you're actually not following my lighting advice, I don't think it matters because I think these are kind of interesting the way they look right now. So
it's adorable.
It works. I think maybe the contrast may be a little low, but not, I mean, that's just a quibble. That's not important.
Okay.
There's something about the background color that works with the eyes. So, you know, I think you pulled it off. I think the photos, they're nice and big. I can really see all the detail. And it's nice and sharply focused. I can see all sides. And you've got the documentation that comes with this, which is important because you want to know the care and feeding of this thing if you buy
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it'll leach out of house and home. So,
yeah. Okay,
yeah. So that's nice. So your photos are good and you're... your title is good and you've got hassle-free returns up there and
no item specifics.
Well, I'm not quite sure what would I put if I was selling this. I would put the measurements because I don't know how big this is looking at it.
Yeah, it's about 5 inches.
And the artist's name and the name of the troll.
I would create some item specifics. I think you can go back and do this. I would have the dimensions and the materials, and the artist's name just to give it that.
And the name of the troll.
The Gathering.
Yes.
Is that his name, or can you name him something? Like, is this Roger or Pete? Or
I think it's Gathering Troll.
Oh, you mean the professor?
No. The troll itself is. I mean, do you give it a personal? You can give it a personal name, right? Like,
no, I think.
Yeah, it said you should give your troll a name. It's kind of a fancy thing. That would be cute.
Yeah. I'm going to give it Griff.
Oh, please.
Okay.
It's got way more hair than I do. But it's nice. So I think your photos and your title's good. You've got it in the right. Definitely in the right category. It's in the dolls and bears, dolls by type, trolls modern. So that's perfect. Then going to your description, it's brief. It's easy to read. Definitely unusual gift for troll people. This is really unique. Professor Arensbach lives in the Great Smoky Mountains where he hand makes these trolls. Trolls come in all sizes. This one is 5 inches tall, so he is 50 years old. Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, that's what it says on the paper. It tells you that if they're 6 inches tall, they're 60 years old. And 8-inch tall trolls are 80 years old.
Well, that's interesting. I like that. You see, unlike real life where you shrink into yourself, you actually get taller as you get older.
Okay, Griff, so what would you give her for a score? I know what I'm giving her, but what would you give her?
Well, I forgot. In the description, I might reiterate my return policy, but I think...
I'm giving her 4.9.
Yeah, I'll give you 4.9, too.
Yay!
I think you did a good job. Well, there's a reason why you're top rated. The can-do-lady. That's can-do lady with hyphens between those words. You're doing well. You're doing really well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your call today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. That's also known as 888-723-4630.
Hey, did you check out the link I put for the live auction? I think it's almost over for the perfume bottles. Yeah, it's over. So that event is done, but you can go and look back and see the prices. I have to tell you, I didn't watch every single one of these 122 lots, but it looked like the vast majority of them sold to eBay online bidders. So
great.
I'm registered to bid on a Doyle auction that's coming up.
Well, we'll look at that in just a moment, but right now... We go to El Segundo, California for our shipping report with Eric Nash, brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Go, Eric.
Okay.
Hey, Lee and Griff. Well, for today, and I wanted to bring up the fact that October is here, obviously, and that means holiday shopping is underway. We are right in the thick of it. I just read a magazine article on Multichannel Merchant. They were interviewing brick-and-mortar retailers, and they said that 62% of brick-and-mortar retailers had already launched their holiday promotions back in September or even before, if you can believe that.
Oh, wow.
So we're right in the middle of it, and hopefully all of you eBay sellers are seeing your sales start to increase. But while things are ramping up, I wanted to point out that now is the perfect time to make sure you have a good amount of shipping supplies so you can get all your packages out the door.
Oh.
The last thing you want to deal with is to be selling a product on eBay and then not having a box to ship it. That obviously puts more pressure on you in this time where things are already high pressure, and you could possibly delay your package getting to your customer. So some important items to check are obviously boxes. Make sure you have many different sizes just in case you happen to uncover a product at a yard sale or a thrift store or wherever you source your product that you don't normally sell. But if you have that many different sizes of boxes, you can get it out the door and ship it out quickly. And any extra boxes you have can hopefully go into January. They're expecting sales to go up quite a bit this year, I think 15% online. So hopefully that will power you through. Don't forget lots of shipping tape as well. And also bubble wrap or box filler. You know, during the holiday period, boxes, there's a lot more boxes in the mix. They can kind of get roughed around a little bit more. So make sure you have a lot of bubble wrap or box filler or whatever you use around your product to protect it. And just a reminder, the USPS provides over 30 different box sizes for priority mail. A lot of people don't know all the different types of boxes they have. They include boxes for DVDs, board games, shoe boxes, tubes for posters, obviously envelopes, padded envelopes. And the best part is they're all free. So, you know, that's a great opportunity for you to lower costs. We, Stamps.com, has a guide that shows all the different priority mail boxes that the USPS provides. They include, the guide includes box dimensions, the number of quantities you can order from the USPS, and most importantly, it includes the SKUs. So when you're on the phone or on your site ordering the supplies, you can easily find whatever you need. You can download the guide at stamps.com/white papers. Excuse me, that's stamps.com/white papers. And with that, Lee and Griff, I'm going to send it back to you.
Thank you so much, Eric Nash from Stamps.com, a wonderful place to get all things stamps and postage. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. And, Griff, we have a contact us here I'd like to read to
you.
Okay.
Sure.
And, again, if you can't call us for any reason, we would love to hear from you by using the Contact Us tab on the bottom of your eBay radio player. Oh, I'll read it to you when we come back.
That'll be happen right after this. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a ring at 888-723-4630, and we'll take your call, we promise, when we return with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 276.
You have a niche and you need to source product. Where do you go? What do you do? Sunita Rai is known on eBay as top-rated seller Shry KH4. She has another tip for sourcing product.
Look up wholesale suppliers. Type in Google wholesale supplier of your item and see what comes up. Research them carefully because not all are equal. And the nice thing about like buying, you know, whether it's wholesale or liquidation stuff, is that you get multiple quantities of the same item. So that really helps because you list one time and you have 10 of the same item and it makes your life so much easier.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to stamps.com/eBay radio. That's stamps.com/eBay radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale compliments of stamps.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Tell it like it is at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And before I read you the Contact Us, in our eBay Radio chat room, John from MotorCityMarket.com says, wash the shirts in stain cycle or deep cycle, whatever your washer has, twice with detergent. Then dry them. Use unscented Febreze antimicrobial on the dry shirt. Don't mask the smell with scents in detergent or dryer sheets.
Or
you
vodka.
Want a clean smell.
Okay.
So that all makes sense to me, I think.
Yep.
Okay, Edie from Santa Monica, California, La-ti-da, has this question. It's been mentioned that you list your buy-it-now items as good till canceled.
Yes.
I noticed that in the webinar with the boys, they also mentioned they use good till canceled.
Yes.
I've been listing my buy-it-now items for 10 days at a time, thinking it's better to be up at bat 3 times a month rather than once. What is the advantage of 30 days at a time or good till canceled?
Well, so there really isn't an advantage of one over the other. Actually, there is. Your best, this has been a conversation I've been having with the search team for a while, and there is misinformation out there about this. There are people who think you freshen up your listings by ending them and listing them again, and that's actually not correct. What you should be doing is just putting it up as good until canceled and leaving it there. That's the best thing to do.
Already. Just leave it.
Just leave it.
Plus, you don't have to worry about relisting. You don't have to worry about that other stuff.
That's true.
You know? Okay. Thank you for that.
Sorry. I didn't mean to go off the line, but...
That's okay. John will edit it.
Okay. Well, really?
What do you think he does for 3 hours every day after the show?
Well, no,
See, the people who listen to us live...
Yeah, they don't hear any of this stuff?
Are you editing
out my jokes,
They
too?
Get all the... No. Just spaces and, you know, just dead air and things.
So if I do this, if I say, hello, Lee, how are you? Will he put that all together?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
He will. But don't do it on purpose.
I just did.
Tom from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Black and Gold Gifts. Hey, Tom, what's your question or comment today?
Well, excuse me, a question about a customer return and then just a brief comment. I have an item number for you, Griff. My item.
Okay, go ahead.
Number 12143312-8599.
Say that one more time.
12143312-8599.
And this is one of yours, right?
It is one of mine.
We're not allowed to look at other people's. Okay.
No.
And your question is?
Okay. I sold this item to a customer. I shipped the item to the customer.
Yeah.
The customer contacted me back. He was horrified because the signature on the top of the lighter was upside down. So I said, no problem. I'll send you another one out right away.
What, upside down?
Just use the hassle-free returns because he wanted to return the other one. And
yeah.
So no problem. So he did. So now I'm getting messages from eBay. I've got his lighter back. He's got my lighter. He's got the new one. He's thrilled. But I keep getting messages to refund this because there's nowhere, I guess, in that flow to say sent replacement item.
Did you have replacement as available as a return option?
You know, that's a good question. I would have to look at the listing to see if we had that.
Right. So if you did
in the hassle-free flow?
Yeah, when you set up the listing, you can say, will item be money back or a replacement? You can offer those.
You offer those as, right.
So that's why it's saying that. Just ignore it.
Just call customer.
No, don't call customer support. Jeez. You've got more valuable things to do.
Yeah, you
want to
take out 2 hours of your time?
No.
So you can ask the buyer to close out return as well.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll do that. The only reason, I would have just said keep the thing, but he wanted to return it. Then I got to thinking, hey, I got a lighter coming back with an upside-down signature. That's one of a kind. I'm going to relist it.
Yeah, you're a smart guy.
But anyhow, the comment I have, you guys, from time to time you have people come on and talk about all the coffee mugs that they sell.
Yeah.
And in the past we've sold a few here and there, and then we just got away from it, didn't want to deal with the fragile stuff.
Mm.
But we're out, and I keep hearing it on eBay Radio. Oh, I buy coffee mugs, sell coffee mugs all the time.
Yeah.
So we're in an estate sale, and Charity thought I was nuts. I bought about 15 of them for 50 cents a piece.
Yeah.
And we brought them home, and three of them were really large coffee mugs. And you can tell they were souvenir-type coffee mugs. They had
we got 30 seconds. We got 30 seconds.
Anyway, sold right away, first day, $25 for one of them.
Wow.
And it went to Russia. So thank you for the tip.
Oh, well, I'm glad we could help.
That's nice. Thank
That's
you,
great.
Tom.
Thanks, Tom. I walk by coffee mugs because I just don't have the time. Isn't that awful?
Well, they're challenging, a little bit challenging.
Yeah, I think so. I like shirts. They don't break. Mm-hmm. This segment was brought to you by BitOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Why don't you dial us at 888-723-4630, and we will take your question or call in our next hour. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
OMG!
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.